This program was brought in 2014, and each year from that, the department would ask the local authorities to do an assessment of their housing stock, see what units are vacant, and then they have pretty strict criteria in terms of the standard that the house has to be at before it's relet. This will renovate, as you said, 128 units right across Donegal. I believe it's the largest amount to be allocated to a local authority outside of Dublin, and it will be certainly put to good use by the housing section of Donegal County Council.
The fact that it is the highest allocation outside of Dublin would suggest that Donegal County Council has had a good application in with the government. It would also suggest that Donegal County Council has had a problem with derelict and vacant houses in its possession up to now.
We do have a number, and I suppose it's no secret to say that we have been offering houses to different groups and to individuals, and they have been refused because they're maybe in private rented accommodation and they may prefer to stay in that. So this would be very, very useful in ensuring that the local authority houses are, as I say, are brought to a standard which will be equivalent to private rented accommodation. So outside the major centres of population, Donegal County Council have had a huge track record down through the years of providing local authority accommodation. So we would have quite a lot of local authority accommodation compared to other counties. So therefore, naturally, we would probably have more vacancies. But this will go a long way. 128 units is quite a sizable number of units right across Donegal, and it could be very, very useful for local authority tenants into the future.